This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
and suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We talked a little bit or a lot about the memory issue as it relates to control over you, over me, over our families, our friends, our fellow church members, synagogue, whatever. Memory plays a huge role in the ability to control you. Now, some of you say, I have a horrible memory. Some of you say, I never forget anything. But we're talking about manipulation of your ability to remember events that happened to you. And if we, I mean, this is beyond the Supreme Court argument stuff. I mean, this, I'm just so disgusted. I try not to watch it or even listen to it. You know, but, all right, I'm trying to relax. Take some more CBD.
You sound like me.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen, you watch this thing. It's a freak show, a circus sideshow to keep people distracted from, as usual, what's really, really important. First and foremost, that the Supreme Court is not the agency, if you want to call it that, or the branch of government, that higher up of that branch of government, that determines whether something's constitutional or not. You determine it. I determine it, ultimately. And if you are to question someone who could potentially serve on the Supreme Court and rule, you better damn be sure they understand what the Constitution is, what it really means, how it originated. Not whether, well, all the garbage, both Republicans and Democrats completely guilty on not realizing what is important about that branch of government. That is, let's face it, separation of powers is over, and it relates to the classification of drugs as well. The DEA, the FDA. All of these agencies, and again, we're going to get into the memory thing. Sorry, Super Don, go ahead and let loose on some of the frustration.
Yeah, well, you know what? On further reflection, as you were talking, it's like, I don't know. This whole Kavanaugh thing is just a giant pit of quicksand. It really is, because on the one hand, it's like, look, I've had a number of conversations about this particular topic with quite a few people, actually.
Yeah.
Just people who are political junkies, women.
Mm-hmm.
I've had conversations with women who have been victims of sexual assault and rape.
Right.
Who are, and you know, a lot of this has to do with perspective, because different people are going to look at this differently. And it, you know, it's kind of made me think a little bit, you know, because right off the cuff, I'm looking at this because I'm such a cynic.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to politics, I'm looking at the situation. I'm going, oh, here we go, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is not the first time that someone has come up for nomination and has been just completely, you know, assassinated as far as their character goes, right?
Right.
This is a common tactic and strategy in politics. There's nothing new about it. Now, in this particular case, it is really bad. And what we've got is kind of a perfect storm of the Me Too movement that's going on and still has, you know, a lot of steam behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular situation with this particular nominee. The GOP is in a heck of a situation right now, because here's the problem. If Kavanaugh is approved, the GOP is going to get hammered on this. because this is a woman issue. And the GOP is relying on a lot of women votes in the upcoming midterms.
Sure.
And so they're looking at taking a hit on this if he gets approved. If he doesn't get approved, then they're going to take a hit on the GOP base, who's going to be like, you know, what are you guys... So there's no way for the GOP to really win on this situation.
Here's where they lost, Super Don. When they promoted a candidate that is completely unconstitutional in his perspectives on the Patriot Act, on the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure. That should have been it right there. But the GOP at large, the mainstream, if you will, the old guard, could care less about protecting privacy or the freedom from government intervention or intrusion in your lives. They'll say, in certain areas, we want you out of their lives. In certain areas, we want you. Same thing the political left has. We want the government out of our lives in this area. We want it in all that. And they're both wrong. But there's not that argument going on. The constitutional basis for a judge that actually knows the Constitution? No. Who's asking that question? Very few. Very few people. Now, in the memory side of this thing, yeah, you've got women, and there are a number of women, and I know some of them, and I've had interaction with them, we've talked about these things, that have been abused, or the worst of it, rape. I mean, just horrible things have happened. You know, in the case of a Kevin Spacey, it's not exclusive to women that have memories of this level of abuse. Now, is this a reason to disqualify all white men or men in general? You know, of course not. But what about those that say believe all women? You've seen the hashtag believe all women? Have you seen that?
Absolutely.
So you have sons. I have a son. Or maybe it was directed at us. The mere act of being alive and a man, is it enough to say a woman has accused you of something, you should automatically... No, that's not right either. And if you want to go with that, Ginger Taylor was brilliant in putting up a little meme that she says, okay, all of y'all that are saying believe all women, let's all women who are moms of vaccine-injured children go in there and tell your story. They say believe all women because they're not paying any attention to the women who are pointing out, hey, my child was healthy, got vaccinated, now... Well, they don't believe those women, right? There's a lot of hypocrisy on this issue. It's a political agenda rather than we really do care or concern ourselves with women who have been abused at any age, much less men or boys who have been. So, you know, taking it into the political realm, that's the circus sideshow. And this is where forgetfulness can be important, but also it's manipulated by, chemically with something that opens up our hour two, finally, to talk about 28 medical studies linking fluoride to lower IQ in children. Well, why not in adults, too? I guess they just measured it in children. 28 different studies. Is your water fluoridated? Are you under the illusion that if your water isn't fluoridated, you should go to the drugstore and get a gallon of fluoridated water because, my gosh, my child's teeth will never survive childhood without additional fluoride. So fluoride destroying IQ and a whole lot of other things. I've talked about weakening the will, dampening the ability to act on information. So that maybe you have enough IQ left to see there's something going on that's not good. Rotten in Denmark, as they say. Something's wrong. And you're inundated with fluoride from the water supply. Or you're on a fluoride-based drug like Prozac. Okay. Now you don't have the ability to act on information. Your will has been dampened to the point, I know something's wrong, I can't do anything about it. You're just going to sit back, lay on your couch. I don't know if, you know, this is what they said was bad about cannabis pot, right? Oh, you're just going to sit on your couch and laze around and eat Doritos. Hopefully they're organic and non-GMO. But in the case of the cannabis, as we talked about last hour, you're going to be less malleable, maybe that's the wrong word, less programmable. And that's not good for big government. That's not good for big corporations who like to send you messages through the television set or through social media when they manipulate it to believe this, believe this, believe this. Go out and do this and do this and do this. With cannabis, you're like, hey, I'm not as programmable. Now, you're probably going to go out and eat a lot of junk food, perhaps. I hope, again, organic, non-GMO. But in the case of fluoride, it weakens and dampens your will so that you see something outrageous and you don't have the will to act on it. With cannabis, you know, with CBD, no, I don't think that's the case. But certainly, the lack of ease of programmability is important. Your ability to forget things that are wrong. Modern medicine. Doctors, scientists, still operating. We've covered story after story on this over the years. They're doing the wrong thing, and now they know it's the wrong. They didn't know it was the wrong thing. They were told this is how you do it. This is the scientific basis for it, but the science was wrong. And yet, how many doctors still, after year after year, still do the same thing, based on what they thought was right, now it's wrong, but they can't change their habits, their ways. They should be ingesting large amounts of CBD, in my opinion, to help them see through the error of their ways, maybe act differently on it. But do you think that the federal government or even state local municipalities that are fluoridating with 28 different studies, and there's more than that, to say that this is a neurotoxic poison? Look up Dr. Paul Connett, Fluoride Alert. And you'll begin to see this is a devastating attack and assault, a drug for everybody through the water supply. Illegal and illicit drugging of the population for illicit purposes under the guise of protecting your teeth from tooth decay. Because fluoride is toxic, it might be able to kill some bacteria. But really, you look into fluoride for protection of teeth and bones, you talk about fluorosis, you talk about a weakening or a modeling of the bones and the teeth, a discoloration of the teeth. If you want strong bones and teeth, silica is your homeopathic remedy, silicea. As a supplement, silicon we would get from choosetobehealthy.com, that is the Alta silica. That will also enhance brain and neurological function because the silicon chip of the brain, right? It's silica based. Yet we're ignoring that and we say let's poison and intoxicate children. And maybe we'll be able to manipulate and control them because they won't know what's going on, or even if they do, they won't have the energy, the will to do anything about it. Now, the outrage you hear on both sides of the debate on Kavanaugh is outrage leading nowhere, in my opinion, except to rage, anger, and violence, because it's designed to do that. Step back, withdraw your consent, and recognize that no matter what the Supreme Court says, if you don't comply, just like on the cannabis issue, they don't have the ability on the federal level to do what they want to be able to do with you, control you, manipulate you, imprison you, jail you, take away your freedom. Through fear. Fear. What can we do to reduce that fear? Surround yourself with people who don't have that fear. Begin to study the principles that get you beyond that fear. People have asked me, how come, Robert, you're not afraid? Because I go with God. However you perceive that, that's up to you. But when you're on purpose and you're on mission, you no longer have a reason to fear. When you're off purpose and off mission, you can be manipulated by fear. That's your litmus test in life, when you're afraid. And I'm not talking about walking on the edge of the cliff and leaning over sillily and jumping and hopping around, because if you're not a circus acrobat, it might not go well for you. Common sense is asked for. Whether you engage in it depends on how much fluoride you're sucking down. How much you're manipulated, controlled, and programmed might be related, like we talked about last year, to your endocannabinoid system. Are you nourishing it? Are you feeding it? Get some of the CBD oil. That can help tremendously. Hey, a great comment of the day coming up next. I thank you all for being here. Spread the word.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're all over the place today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because we talk about healings on all levels, and that includes spiritual levels. But yes, physiological, physical, emotional, mental. We've been talking about memories today. That would be causal. And well, economic and political, too. So we've delved a little bit into that, talking about the Kavanaugh hearings, but we don't want to get caught up in the Hegelian dialectic. You know, this is about the left versus the right. That's just too easy of a trap. And Super Don, I know you don't like to go there. I don't like to go there. We acknowledge it exists, but we hopefully help you all to transcend it. Or in the case of Super Don, sometimes make us laugh through it. Because he's going to be groaning the whole way. So, appreciate always your perspective. Did you have a lot of intense stuff on your show yesterday on GCN?
You know, we discussed it, and, you know, I think we might have done like a segment and a half on it. There's only so much you can do on it, you know?
Yeah.
Until it gets to a point where just like, you know, here we go again, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I'm a get-off-my-lawn kind of guy now, because I've just seen it go over and over and over so long and so many times and, you know, back and forth. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Sometimes we need the breakup of the monotony, and who does that better than our humble and lovable listeners and viewers?
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, that means it's comment of the daytime. That's nice when we hear from you. There's no question. We just want to tell you something. And, you know, of course, sometimes they're nice comments. Sometimes they're not so nice. We'll cover them all. You're welcome. They're all welcome here. This is from Charlene. Charlene says, I am very thankful for Mr. Robert Scott Bell. Well, Well, thank you to you, Charlene. I wanted to know information about silver and its benefits in protecting my children from the flu and common colds. I called the company and requested information, and Mr. Bell called me within minutes. Whoa, how'd that happen? Crazy. He took the time to talk with me and made me feel comfortable about protecting my children. I'm so happy to have met you, sir. I purchased your book as well. That'd be Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, whose wife, by the way, is Charlene. This isn't her that wrote this in. I'm so happy to have met you. I just purchased your book. I wish you the best and thank you for making a difference, Charlene. Well, listen, and Super Don, you know this. You know me well enough. You've heard some of these calls. I really invest sincerely and seriously about helping people who are willing and ready to help themselves. Okay? Now, Super Don, you've heard me get annoyed with people I've talked with sometimes on the phone when I detect that they're not sincere in wanting to help themselves, or they're plain not listening. Sometimes there's a lot in the way. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to waste my time or yours. And there have been times I've been pointed and direct. So people that think, oh, Robert Scott Bell, you're so nice. No, I'm not always that nice. I try, you know, these three things: true, necessary, kind. Kindness is definable, right? Is it kind to tell people that they look wonderful as they're about to walk in front of a bus? Or would it be kinder to grab them violently and pull them back from the bus they're about to walk into? Now, this is different from the proverbial story I tell from time to time about carrying the little old lady across the road while she's beating you with her umbrella, because you wanted to make sure she got safely across the road, but you didn't stop to ask whether she wanted to go across the road. It turns out she didn't. That's a different kind of intervention, a violent intervention that I don't support or agree with. So I have to make these nuanced distinctions. But again, Charlene, thank you for asking the question and reaching out. And I'm grateful that I have time from time to time to reach out individually to help people and empower them. So thank you, Super Don, for passing that one along.
Yes, sir. You are welcome, sir.
Yeah. So, no comments about me being mean and nasty occasionally?
Well, look, yes. Have I heard some of these conversations? Yes. And I have heard the conversation end up going into a frustrating space.
Yeah.
But generally, I mean, my observation is just because it's like the person wants you to tell them, okay, I want you to breathe out, okay, you know, but where it's like they want you to give them every single tiny little step and they don't want to actually listen to what you're saying or do any of the work themselves, you know, and it's not your job. Your job is not to heal somebody. It's to give them the information so they can heal themselves, right?
Well said, Super Don. That's why you're super in so many ways. And he's sounding so much better each and every day. I'm grateful for that. I hope y'all are feeling good wherever you are. If not, take heed. Place a little bit of emphasis on the communication that we do here, because it is done to empower you, as Super Don said, with information so that you can make better decisions about your health and the health of your children, even your pets. And we're going to get to that in terms of prevention of influenza next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway says the FBI investigation into sexual assault and misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be limited in scope. But during an interview on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Amy Klobuchar explains why she thinks accuser Julie Swetnick should be interviewed.
I haven't met her. I do believe in due process, and she did sign an affidavit. I think it needs to be looked into.
Survivors of last year's Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting in Las Vegas gathered Saturday to mark a year since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Many returned to Las Vegas for the first time to be around people who've been through what they experienced. Co-organizer Connie Long says the private event was an opportunity for survivors to remember what brought them together and honor those who were lost.
It's very strange to miss 58 people you never met. I think about who they were, what they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And giving them a swift kick in the aspirin. That's what I said, aspirin, whenever needed. Just to, you know, that's kind. Right, like I said, don't let the lady walk out in front of the bus. Find out if she wants to go across the street. You can help her safely across the street if she needs help. But, you know, don't yell, "You're beautiful," as she's getting hit by the bus when you could have grabbed her and pulled her away. Does that make sense, Superdon? I mean, is that just too rudimentary of an analogy?
Yeah. No, I get it. I've always liked that one, actually.
Yeah.
It's funny, but at the same time, it makes you think. You know, it's like, if people don't want the help... Yeah. Then you're not doing them any favor, really. by forcing them to do it.
I call it the law of non-interference, right? And we see this in religious arguments or discussions often. It is one thing to discuss, you know, fundamentally your philosophy, your views, your theology. And I can dig that. I can get into that. It's another when you're doing so with the explicit purpose to be argumentative and to try and denigrate somebody else's beliefs or forcefully, violently manipulate people into your beliefs. That's not respectful. And I have been granted by God, as all of you have, the freedom to choose the path that you want to go on. And I think to come to it, whatever path you decide voluntarily rather than by force, it's kind of like charity. The government says, you're not paying your fair share. Well, they threaten to rob you of everything, including your freedom. If you don't pay, whatever. This idea is fundamentally flawed when they say charity is by force or fraud. Charity is by volunteerism. You freely, of your own accord, of your own, you know, I want to help. That's a beautiful thing. And the truth is, the freedom to choose the path, whatever or the lack of the path, is something you've been granted by that which created you. Whatever you perceive that to be, that's up to you and what you perceive created you. Okay? I'll use the term God. That people understand that for the most part. Atheists, you're just going to have to hang out. If you don't like it, you can tune us out. That's fine. But the freedom, again, in belief systems. When I talk about the things I talk about, it isn't to force you to believe what I believe. I don't say believe it because I believe it. Prove it to yourself. Put it to the test. All of these things. And we'll be exposed on the Robert Scott Bell Show to beliefs that may challenge us from time to time. May challenge me from time to time. I might disagree with from time to time. But it doesn't, I'm not going to shy away from engaging in a discussion if you get a feel, oh, how dare he cover that topic. Well, you're a snowflake. You should be able to handle it. If your beliefs are strong enough, handle beliefs that are different from yours. When it comes to modern medicine and vaccines, people will just shout it down, man. Their beliefs are so fragile that the mere discussion can't be engaged in. Oh, you can't talk about that. The science has been settled. And that's worse than people who are trying to convert you to their religious belief. It's worse because they're doing it under the guise of public health that they claim, well, we can force you to participate with what we believe. If you believe in freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from coercion, well, the government's going to try and coerce you. And people who have captured the government are going to try and coerce you to believe that your kid is deficient in vaccines. It's the only way they can survive. And if they get poison ivy, the only thing they can do is take steroids. Steroids. Speaking of poison ivy.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And if it's mild enough, they might say calamine lotion. Something like that. Well, here's the question of the day coming from Shirley. She says, hey, RSB, my son has broken out with poison ivy everywhere. What natural protocol can I use? Will silver help? He has been battling this for a week, and it keeps spreading. Thank you, Shirley. Yeah, absolutely. But first and foremost, homeopathic poison ivy, Rus toxicodendron. Rus tox is the remedy that counteracts it. Now, there are other things that it does and can be used as well. Topically, calendula. Silver, topically, absolutely. There are homeopathic poison ivy, poison oak formulas, Dr. King's. It's got comprehensive formulas that cover more than just rust tox, and there are many. The homeopathic remedy for uncontrollable itching. You can't stop! Oh, I can't stop! Mezerium. Mezerium. Make sure that any poison ivy, poison oak formula that you have homeopathically also has mezerium in it that will help take the edge off of, oh my gosh, I can't stop this. But cover it with the silver hydrosol or the gel, the topical gel, and you'll see that reduction and the cessation of spreading. My gosh, you've got to take homeopathic orally, locally, and silver locally as well. And, of course, calamine, the old ways, you could do the calendula, right? But really, steroids, this is an extreme measure, which is liver toxic and immunosuppressive when modern medicine fails at knowing what to do botanically, herbally, homeopathically. Take extra selenium as well, because you're going to deal with detox pathways should you have poison ivy. Super Don, did you get through summer this year with no poison ivy or poison oak?
You know what? I'm one of those probably rare people, or maybe not so rare, I don't know. Yeah. I've never had poison ivy or poison oak.
Have you ever been exposed to it and it didn't manifest? I've had that happen to me, too, where it didn't
manifest. Here's the thing. I was in the scouting program, and I went on camp outs and stuff, so I'm sure I must have been around it at some point. But sure. I've just never, I've been lucky, I guess.
Well, yeah, whatever. Listen, I'm glad, and for anybody suffering from it, Again, you should have in your homeopathic remedy kit key remedies for skin afflictions like that, silver hydrosol or silver gel, and the comprehensive complexes like Dr. King's has for such manifestations before you would ever resort to a toxic, suppressive steroid hormone like prednisone, for instance, in response. Okay? So hopefully that helps you out on that question there. We're going to continue on. Hit the news of flu. The news of flu. You should get your flu shot and forget and ignore the forgetfulness. We have this thing as a theme today. Ignore, they want you to do supplement advice. Supplement advice. This is not a not-so-veiled attack at Dr. Joseph Mercola. Now, he's a controversial fellow, I'll admit. He's done a lot of good. On the vaccine front, he's done a whole lot of good. That's where I find his strongest suit is, talking about vaccination issues. Now, they're picking on him in Forbes. And by the way, the author of this article, weirdly enough, that decides to go all kung fu on Dr. Mercola is named Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee writes for Forbes magazine. He's the same dude that apparently attacked, ironically, Chuck Norris's wife on the gadolinium debate. This inky stuff, this toxic stuff they put in you for contrast visuals on an MRI scan, which can destroy your excretory system, your liver, your kidneys, destroy your life. And Bruce Lee went out against Chuck Norris about how dare he bring up this gadolinium issue. And now he's going after Mercola on the flu shot thing. So this guy is clearly a shill for the vaccine industrial complex and the CDC, pushing flu shots for age 6 months of age and older, pregnant women, grandmas and grandpas, despite the lack of efficacy for the flu shot. Now, if you want to take Mercola to task and go, this recommendation I disagree with, and you spell out the reason why, that's legitimate. That's okay. I might disagree with Mercola on some of his recommendations. I'm not a big fan of supplementing vitamin D, for instance. I'm not a big fan of supplementing vitamin C. Most vitamin C is synthetic. It's a pharmaceutical product. It isn't really what vitamin C is in nature. And the fact that anybody dealing with a viral issue, a potential viral issue, doesn't promote the use of selenium has overlooked the fundamental, most important thing. And I don't know if Mercola is promoting selenium in 100% whole food form. I don't know. If he isn't, he should. So there could be legitimate critique. But if you're going to use an attack on Mercola and his recommendations to say how great the flu shot is, Bruce Lee, your kung fu is not strong at all. It is weak, and it's an embarrassment to your namesake. Obviously, this is not the Bruce Lee, unless you know something different, Super Don. Is this a descendant of Bruce Lee writing for Forbes magazine?
No, just a coincidence.
Right? They say the flu shot's effectiveness, reducing your risk of flu, ranges between 30 and 60%. Really? Where does he come up with that? The CDC acknowledged what it was, like 20%, 15%, 18%, 14%?
That's the estimate. Yeah, estimate for this year. And last year, I think the overall number was 13.
Yeah. So where is this guy getting 30 to 60%? Based on what? Oh, if they match the strain? Does this guy have any idea that even if you can identify a virus because your antibody is present, it doesn't guarantee you can act on that behalf? Because like the fluoride weakening the will, your actions now, your immune system is hogtied by vaccination because it's not promoting optimal immune response. It's in theory sometimes eliciting an antibody response, which is not sufficient to protect you from any given virus because, heck fire, if your selenium levels are low, if your liver is congested, if your microbiome has been altered by those shots or antibiotics previously, you can't act appropriately on information your immune system already has. Am I going too esoteric? Am I going too deep here, Super Don? I just can't find this guy's argument. I get it. You want to criticize Oprah Mercola? Hey, you can criticize me. But if it's your argument that by criticizing Mercola, you're going to engender support for the flu shot?
Yeah. Well, look, his attack on Mercola isn't really, it's not against Mercola personally. It's against the concept of trying to overcome or prevent flu with supplementation of some sort versus getting the flu shot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is an attack on anybody who would say the flu shot's bad, you ought to do this instead.
Yeah. It's not that I'm opposed to optimizing vitamin D levels, but the way they do it, not necessarily there. You know, we've talked with Morley Robbins about other issues, mineral issues, copper deficiency and iron metabolism without copper, for instance, impacting all kinds of immune responses. So there's so much more to this subject than B1 and C, right? And yet this guy, Bruce Lee, has the audacity to go, yep, flu shot, that's it. Of course, then they're going to bring out the Spanish flu card, right? Kind of like the race card or the woman card.
I've seen that a lot, because I think we just came up, what was it, the 100-year anniversary of that.
Yeah. Horrible anniversary. 100 years ago, Spanish flu killed as many as 50 million, they say. I don't know. Who is there to actually say this was the Spanish flu? It was one virus.
80,000, 50 million, 27 gajillion, you know.
Make stuff up is what they do. Remember, it was the Alaskan man they dug up and they found this virus in him. And they said, aha, we found the cause of all those millions of people dying in 1918. Really? That's how you found one guy you dug up? And that means everybody suffered from the same thing? Right. There was a similarity in manifestation of symptoms, granted. But there was not one virus in this issue. During World War I, there was exposure to chemical munitions. There was abject poverty that was brought out by the war effort. There were people living in squalor. There were soldiers living on what kind of rations? Living in the mud? Eating what? There were also experimental vaccination programs going on back then. There were also allopathic responses, including the use of aspirin at that time. And the allopathic treatment, which is a suppressive therapy, a toxic therapy, resulted in high mortality, where homeopaths and naturopaths had a very low mortality rate and a high survival rate. But they don't mention that when they mention the Spanish influenza of 1918. They just do it to attack Mercola or me, or just to say, get your damn flu shot. Well, the flu shot will damn you to the flu or worse.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping,
Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And if you ever miss a show, go to the show date. Every show is related to the date that it happened. And in the notes, you'll see who the guests were, the articles we likely covered together. And so you can do some more homework and research, and you can go, hey, Robert talked about that. I don't like what he said about it. And you can comment on it. Or, you know, maybe there's a nuance we missed about it. We try to do the best we can, but there's a lot going on, and we could miss something. Yes, we could, and we could hear from you, our humble and lovable listeners. We love you. Thank you. So, upcoming events, we got the 27th annual IAACN. It's a nutrition event. Scientific Symposium, Infectious Disease, the Influence of Clinical Nutrition on Outcome. I will be presenting on October 12th after lunch there. That's a Friday in Dallas, Plano, Texas. And if you don't know where or when or how, go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Click down on the note and then scroll down. You'll find it. And I'll be presenting there with a PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology. Fantastic. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through the 22nd, Orlando, Florida. I'll be presenting there as well. Hanging out there a lot, so you'll be able to interact. And you don't have to be a doctor, a nutritionist, a nurse, a homeopath. You can. If you're there, it's awesome. You can get CE credits. But you don't have to be. And it's open to the public. Again, check it out. Orlando, Florida, coming up later in October. Tomorrow begins October if you're listening live today. Gut health and use of silver for immune support, Tuesday, October 23rd. And that is at Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. And then the next day, that's a Wednesday, October 24th, in Coral Springs, Florida, at Toonies. Another free lecture open to the public. Now, I'm dealing with issues of freedom to travel, but if you have to apply for a visa to get into a foreign country, there are certain things I want you to pay attention to. If one of the boxes that you can tick off is, you know, because they'll ask you questions. If one of the boxes asks you if you are a terrorist, don't click that box. Don't click that. No, that's all. You're asking for trouble. It's beyond me to know how and why that would be trouble, but I'm just putting it out there because somebody actually did that, apparently by accident. A woman who was applying, she's a cancer patient. She was going to come to America. And believe it or not, on the visa application. Why are you coming to America? Da, 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 da. Are you a terrorist? Yes. What? You're not going to get in anytime soon if you click that box. I'm just saying, it's not good. Now, no. The irony here is, there is no terrorist worth his or her salt, and I'm not embracing and endorsing terrorists, but if they have any intelligence, if they're not sucking down too much fluoride, that's going to click the box. Yes, I am a terrorist, right? They're not going to say it. Why put it on there? So you can catch somebody that made a mistake that was coming for medical treatment, like this woman, Mandy Stevenson? She thought it would be easy to fix a mistake. No, you're dealing with government agencies, Mandy. You put down, click, I'm a terrorist, they're going to assume you are, even though it's silly and absurd and stupid. And good luck getting in time for your surgical procedure. What's the outcome of this, Super Don?
Well, I think she ironed out the problem. But yeah, I mean, she's a terminal cancer patient. It was on her bucket list to go to New York, right? Mm. She's in the UK.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess there's this online application for this visa waiver form.
Yeah.
And it actually asks you if you are seeking to or have ever engaged in terrorist activities or genocide. I'm sitting here, I'm racking my brain going, why? Whose idea was it to put this on an application form? Because, I mean, honestly, do you expect somebody, I was wondering if I could get my visa because I'm planning on heading over to New York to take part in some genocide? Who in their right mind is going to click on that box, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to catch stupid criminals or stupid terrorists.
Right.
Okay, fine. I get it. But
who would
do that?
My goal and role would be to protect the American people, certainly, or any country. And I would put here's my question. Are you a medical doctor who believes everything the pharmaceutical industrial complex puts out, all the scientific literature, peer-reviewed literature that may be fraudulent, and do you vaccinate every child that comes to you in your office because you think it's the only way they're going to survive childhood? And if they click yes to that box, they're not getting in. If it's my country, you're not getting in until you know better. So I think that would be more accurate in protecting life, liberty, and property than are you a terrorist? Are you engaged in genocide? It's interesting. We could argue that vaccines might contribute to it. Certainly pharmaceutical drugs do in terms of damage, iatrogenicide. See, genocide, iatrogenicide. And, of course, the HPV shot, which we covered earlier, also contributing to infertility. Genocide, the elimination of a species. If they can't reproduce, is that not genocidal? What does it better than pharmaceutical drugs and vaccination? I'll leave it there. Y'all decide. Keep coming back. There's more where this has left off for today. Thank you for being here. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be back tomorrow with advanced medicine. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and rest of your week. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.